who have gathered to pray that the fruit of our parikrama may be that we have pleased him and that our life may be blessed with a moment-to-moment endeavor to give pleasure to Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Guru and Vaishnavas. The perfection of life is to please Radha Gopinath as the servant of their servants. There's nothing greater that we can ask for than that. That please give us the strength, the wisdom, and the purity in which we can please you in our every thought, word, and action. As Maharaj was speaking so nicely today, the loving spirit of servitude is the true meaning of surrender. And what greater thing can we ask for than that? We have walked in the same sacred dust as Sri Sri Radha Krishna performed their Leela. The same dust that Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, the six Goswamis, and all the Acharyas have blessed. So purifying. So let us really hope and pray that this purification will deepen our desire and our sincerity to take shelter of the name of the Lord and service to Guru and the Vaishnavas. And let us pray that someday, by causeless mercy, we can actually always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. I wish to offer my very sincere gratitude to all of you for your incredible enthusiasm to hear and chant, your tolerance of any inconveniences you may have undergone. And I want to congratulate all you for the incredible good fortune that you have received and request you that share that good fortune in every way possible wherever you may be in your life. Thank you very much. Now if there's any other announcements, they can be made. Otherwise, we could all take the achman and sprinkle water as a bath in the holy waters of Kusum Sarovar. And then everyone should offer their prostrated obeisances in gratitude to Sri Giri Govardhan and offer prostrated obeisances at the feet of all the Vaishnavas. And that will conclude our worship of Govardhan Hill. Thank you very much. vansha kalpata dubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.